Call the February 21st Plan Commission meeting to order. Mr. Deedle, please call the roll.
Mayor Olson?
I'm here.
Mr. Hogan?
I'm here.
Mr. Burkhardt, Mr. Hughes, I believe. Mr. Haley?
Here.
Alderman Dandrea?
Here.
And Commissioner Powell?
Present.
And Assistant City Engineer Arnold.
Where are they?
Yeah.
Sarah Arnold. We have a quorum. Please rise and join the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic where it stands, one nation, one God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Item B1, approval of the regular meeting minutes of February 7th. Any additions or corrections?
Move approval.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Move on to D1, Franklin Village Shopping Center signage. The city the staff urges table to the next meeting. Is that correct, Mr. Deedle?
That's what I'm recommending. Table. I wouldn't give the next meeting just to be on the safe side.
Table is a call of the staff.
Is that okay? Tabling this so you can revise it and bring it back?
If any, can I improve? Because the
it's going to get really messy if you try to.
I'll really mess it up.
Depend how long it takes them to make the changes to give to us, and then if we have any comments, to look at those comments. It'll take us between 10 and 20 days to look at this. And then whatever time you need.
Motion to table.
Motion to table.
Second. Discussion? Commissioner Hogan's got you first. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Move on to item G2. I'm sorry, D2, a Zynga Ready Mix concrete batch plant relocation, et cetera, et cetera. Mr. Deedle.
They're bringing this back as an amendment. You may recall it was approved with conditions a couple meetings ago. One of the conditions was that they had to address all DNR permits and conditions. One of those was the floodplain. They had stored some of the materials inside the floodplain in their previous proposal. The DNR has officially stated in the email that they cannot do that unless the city grants them approval, probably through a variance process. However, if we did grant that variance, we could be liable if there were any damages if those materials actually moved during the flood and damaged the bridge or the road or something. So we're not too keen on that variance. They talked amongst themselves. They revised their request now to remove everything from the floodplain. And in the meantime, they addressed all those other conditions from the prior approval. So subject to their proposal staying outside the floodplain and staying outside the parking lot developed areas, staff is recommending approval.
Clarification, Joel. I think what you meant to say was they were in the floodway, not the floodplain. If this is the new thing that they've done, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to rip it, guys. But they're still in the floodprint. Is this the most recent thing that they presented? They're still in the floodprint, which still is. I need clarification on that. It seems to me that if you could show this map. They're out of the floodway, but they're still in the floodplain. So that will take up storage. And we're still liable for anything that happens out here. Even if in the floodplain, they're not in the floodway, they're showing materials in the floodplain. I have concerns with that. That would defer to the city engineer. Others here as well. Unless I'm not reading it correctly.
Okay, sir, would you bring me your name and address?
Yes, sir. So my name is Justin Travel. So I believe what you're talking about is the area to the west portion where the old golf park then sat on, where there was a flood fringe that was.
I can show you.
Do you mind if I approach it?
Is it all right? Thank you. I'm too nice. I'm always nice. Listen here, I'll put it down here. This is this area right now. This is the flood fringe coming to this spot.
Right. So the perimeter associated with the old golf park fence is going to be 2 foot wide by 2 foot tall concrete. That would use the security fence. So that borders the entire property. Mm-hmm. So my research with floodplain is that that flood fringe may increase 5 foot on the concrete, but it won't increase more than that. So ultimately, there is no impact. I can move the stockpiles to the outside of that existing area, and just take advantage of it. So from the last meeting, I see the sort of on the east side of the property with the main concern, and I understand that, to the area buildings, and obviously, there's a new area that goes in the left, and that 2 foot tall, 2 foot wide concrete is in the area surrounding the stockpile areas to contain any sort of building.
Correct, but that's not built as a levee to hold back the water. So water will penetrate that. The issue is this. This map and what the floodplain map that they show here, the data that they use to make that map is very old. This map has been supposed to have been updated for the last 10 years. So this floodplain line is inaccurate. Even though it is legal, that's the regulatory line, it's very inaccurate. It's going to be about 10 to 13% higher once it gets, if they do the final new map, which they're going to do anytime soon. Yes. It was not, they did not do any new data. I apologize for interrupting. But they did no new data. It was just updated to a digital map. They did some other new information. Right? So my concern is, even though that regulatory map is regulatory, the city is liable if we know that this map may be inaccurate and there are flood damages downstream, we would still be liable. So if you could move it out of that area, I would just appreciate not to put a stop to that. I agree with you that the concrete walls may hold it back, but if it does cause damages, may doesn't work for a lot. And the city is liable for any damages that occur downstream. So unless that stockpile is moved out of that area, I can't vote for it. I would appreciate that. I don't mean to be.
What about the stack trailer?
Well, the stack trailer, it'll just get washed away. So
okay.
That's not my concern. It was the stockpile. That's what I was talking about.
We can move that. Absolutely.
I would appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Okay. Any questions?
There was one other thing, sir, based off of Mr. Deavitt's comments with the restoration plan, including the AstroTurf area, as you see to the west, having that removed and then covered with topsoil. That was one of the requests of the plan review. We are committed to that as well, and I do have an updated restoration document to include that verbiage for you tonight.
Is there a motion to approve a resolution to amend resolution 2018-019, a resolution imposing conditions and restrictions for the approval of temporary use for portable concrete batch plant and construction laydown yard for a Zynga Ready Mix Concrete Inc. on a property located 11027 South 27th Street to relocate the batch plant and construction laydown yard, to change the dates of construction laydown yard operations, and to change the hours of operation of the concrete batch plant and concrete laydown yard, and the applicant acknowledges moving the west stockpile out of the flood fringe area. So, and submit the restoration.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.